Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Detective Justin Bailey and Officer Joshua Boone with the Pella Police Department join us on today's program to talk about their response to an EF3 tornado that ravaged the campus of Vermeer Corporation over 1 week ago. We're here with Detective Bailey and Officer Boone, two of the first responding officers for Pella from the tornado that hit Vermeer just over a week ago now. And first of all, the two of you were out storm chasing, Detective. What were some of the things early on that you started noticing about the storms?
Yes, Andrew. As the storms moved in, we did go out and begin watching for severe weather. We did locate some severe weather and tornadoes beginning to form north of town. And we were calling in those locations and updates as they proceeded.
And Officer Boone, when did you first notice that this is going to be a difficult situation? When did you start noticing the storms yourself?
Well, I noticed the storm initially when I turned on Vermeer Road and saw the power lines start to go. And then the fire page went out that fire department was required at Vermeer because there was a gas leak, and as soon as I got into in front of Plant 5, there was that strong smell of gas, and then rolled my window down, and it sounded like a jet engine was on the roof. It was extremely loud, and I thought for sure we were going to have, you know, some people hurt, but initially then we started doing traffic control. We weren't going to approach the building because it wasn't safe, but we wanted to get people turned around in case there was a danger of that gas igniting.
And you were following the storm behind, and you got to see some of the debris as it was passing off to the southeast, right? When did you notice it hit Vermeer?
Correct, Andrew. As I was following the storms east and kind of south from north of town, as I proceeded down Vermeer Road is when the page came out that Vermeer may have been damaged. And as I entered the Vermeer Mile, the winds were still pretty great, and debris was still flying around. That's when all the other officers arrived on scene, and we started acting at that time.
And in terms of your training, what prepared you to be ready for this kind of a response? Is there certain training that you undergo, or are there certain protocols that you need to follow when you see a situation like this where essentially this big mass of people and this big mass of building was essentially destroyed?
We're all trained in basic incident command. And fire response, emergency response. But, you know, basic training is exactly that. It's just basic. It doesn't cover the mass for what we thought was going to be a mass casualty incident. So initially your instincts just kind of kick in. You try and do the best you can. And in this situation, we knew right away incident command was going to be set up. We found the people that were going to be in charge of incident command. They did a very good job of telling us where to go, what to do, but I don't think really anything is going to prepare you 100% for a large tornado like this or a large incident. But you really live in the moment, and you know your best training is a real life situation.
Well, and part of this, it sounded like, was you had a lot of help that came almost immediately from not just here in Pella and from Marion County, but the surrounding area. And was that very helpful when you were still trying to assess really all that happened?
Yes, that was really helpful, Andrew. Obviously, our training, and specifically in incident command, as well as our relationship with fellow agencies, we had tons of support coming in. Multiple agencies, they're still getting all the statistics and names of departments that helped or asked to help. Off the top of my head, I know of 6 law enforcement agencies that did respond to scene within a matter of minutes to help us. And those departments include the Pella Police Department, Jasper County Sheriff's Department, Mahaska County Sheriff's Department, the Iowa State Patrol, the DOT Motor Vehicle Enforcement, and the Marion County Sheriff's Department. And again, incident command and our relationship and training really paid off and helped us take care of this.
What are some of the key takeaways you have, either from a professional standpoint or even a personal standpoint?
I'll probably remember that no one got hurt, simply because that was the best case scenario. But at the same time, I thought that was the least likely scenario. Just judging by pulling up to the scene and seeing the damage itself, I thought for sure we were going to have more than 7 people hurt. And miraculously, I don't know how, but only 7 people did end up getting hurt. But I'll remember that probably the most, that as big as a corporation like Vermeer was as heavily damaged as it was, that only seven people walked away with minor injuries, and that was the most significant part for me.
And for me, Andrew, it's obviously the sheer destruction from the storm and the minimal injuries we had. And the one takeaway for me is definitely being severe weather prepared, such as Vermeer's severe weather protocol, definitely paid off. I mean, like people do say, this is Iowa. We do get severe weather, and it pays to know your severe weather protocol and practice that. And in this incident, I think it paid off and was useful.
Once again, that was Detective Justin Bailey and Officer Joshua Boone with the Pella Police Department. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.